Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Morning Mayhem.
Defense on me!
Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios.
I don't want them to gain another yard.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
You blitz all night!
Here is David Basil, Roger Scott, and Justin Moore.
Leave no doubt!
All right, it is 8:06 here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Thanks to Steve Brown for having us out again. Always great to see him. We don't have no Matt Jones today, and it's not the Matt Jones the golfer, Rog. It is Matt Jones. Yeah, he's what is he? Where is he hunting at? He's where? In Perrin. Okay.
Got a couple of messages here. Can I read them?
Thanks, Josh,
for taking care of some stuff for me.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, got a message from Scott Scallion. When you play it backwards and slow it down, it barks like a dog. I think that's the backward masking of Craig and I.
I'm telling you.
Thank you to Scott,
Justin,
for listening.
To watch Craig looking at Roger, and then for him to start doing the meow.
Good shot.
It's who he is. It was a magical moment.
It's who he is.
Man.
thank you.
Accomplished comedians, yes.
They'll do whatever to provide for their families.
It takes.
What I take away from
it. Exactly right.
That's right.
From Chris Walker.
Yes.
I can't stand up right now.
Because he loves it.
He loves the cat. He loves the cat.
Loves the cat.
Absolutely. And even your wife, Mrs. Moore.
Yeah, she's excited about it.
Comments and says, gonna be a good day with cat emojis.
Couple things here. By the way, Augusta won two state championships. Somebody puts it. There's RJ right there. Come on in, RJ.
Get over there.
Deal with touchdown club.
Oh, yeah.
Get over there and start meowing.
Now, Justin said, "Give her to start meowing now." Like,
what's he talking about?
Craig was in here, and Craig and Roger did the fight song with the guy that obviously talks like a cat.
Oh, that's cute.
Both of them, yes. By the way, did you realize that Craig was being honored today at 1 o'clock? I mean, you got so much stuff on the agenda at the state capitol.
I did not know that. I've not seen the calendar today.
Yeah, I can't remember what state senator he said, but yeah,
but it's on the Senate side.
He said
Johnson.
It was Senator Johnson.
He said Johnson.
Anyway, at 1 o'clock, they're going to recognize him for 55 years broadcasting. So,
yeah, I guess Senator Johnson didn't get a house sponsor on that deal.
Well, you know what? You can go back and do it again if you had to.
Yeah.
Somebody made this comment, and I want to be quick with this because we have a lot to cover.
Sure.
David it wrote this in. It said, yesterday, I heard a little bit of it on the show that follows us called The Zone, that Justin Akery, I didn't hear Justin said, I just heard DJ, they were debating on would you right now take a 6-6 Hog football record?
No. Why? Like, what's the premise behind it?
I don't know.
DJ said he would? Is that what you said? Or no?
I don't know. That's what I was saying. So I was going to just throw it up there for us. Roger, would you take 6-6 now?
That's insulting.
I would say no. Yeah.
I think the minimum at this point you would is 7-5.
You got to win seven.
You got to win seven.
Yeah, that's what I think too. I don't know why that was a... If you think,
because 6-6 gets you to a bowl.
Would you take 7-5?
I'd take 7-5.
Would you take 7-5, Rog? Right now?
Boy, it's better than 6. No.
How about you, Steve?
I would take it. I wouldn't be thrilled with it. But, you know,
Justin?
After last year.
If you were guaranteed 7-5, would you take it?
I'd take 8-4.
Okay.
I'll take 8-4.
Yeah, I would definitely do that.
If it was a 7-5. I'm sorry, Justin. Yeah, 8-4 is for me too, but 7-5. I will begrudgingly take the company's offer on sending me to the bowl game for the show.
Well, the other thing too, we got to talk about Roger. Trey Schaap brought it up to us about maybe going to Hoover. You know, we've gone to Hoover now.
Oh yeah,
for the baseball.
Yeah, for baseball. Yeah.
A couple years
maybe,
now.
Maybe we didn't last year, but I know we did two
we
years.
We didn't last year.
I thought we went. We've been two
then
years.
Then we didn't the year before. I don't know.
I thought you guys. You guys did go last
year. We did go last year.
So the last year, because wasn't last the last year the year you guys went to Hoover and they bombed, and then you drove to Fayetteville and then they bombed?
That was the first year, wasn't it? That was 2 years ago.
Exactly.
Okay, so that was 2 years.
I don't know if we did.
I think you guys just, after your track record, you just probably don't need to go.
Yeah, I don't know, because I don't know. It was because they got beat by Alabama, I remember.
I'm contemplating, Justin, maybe taking a road trip to Fayetteville if the schedule works out to see the Gators and the Razorbacks.
If you can get a ticket.
Justin said no.
If you can get a ticket.
Well, the two reasons. Obviously, I want to see the Razorbacks. And plus, they're playing Florida, which is, obviously from my home state. They got Caglione. Is that his name? Caglione?
Yes.
Caglione. Yeah, that guy's hit 9 straight home runs, and he's a stud. But, Florida's
he hit a 500-plus foot home run.
Yeah, I saw it.
Good night.
Yeah, he's a big dude. He's an impressive dude. And he's represented here locally. Yeah.
Judy?
Yeah, not Judy. No, it's Sydney.
Parley.
She went blank on his name now. But anyway,
Roniker.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Derek Roniker. But anyway, obviously they won the game last night. If you just tuned in, 11-1, and Vahiva Aloy, record day for him, 5 RBIs. Yeah,
he's a stud.
Yeah, he is. Let's go ahead. If you have RJ's open, just let me know when you want to hit that. We'll do that. We are here at Alcoa, which is the shortest drive for both RJ and Roger of the year.
I've got it.
I think.
Outside of Toy Troopers.
Yeah, that's great. Go ahead and hit that open if you can.
A man of many talents, play-by-play broadcaster, real estate agent, and now state legislator. It's time to talk all things Arkansas with R.J. Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Do you guys think it was wrong for me to bring up the Randy deal with Craig?
Yeah, I don't know why you did.
I just thought it's part. Some people don't know. I just thought it was part.
What Randy deal?
His real name.
Oh, his real name.
Is not Craig O'Neill.
I don't know why you did it. Yeah. But I love the fact.
I just think it's part of the story.
But that's how you get away with going. No, people need another.
Well, for 50 years, most people know him as Craig, and then Baz on his second month of retirement.
Well, people are in therapy.
But
right
can
now.
I tell you what made the interesting follow up with that, with what you guys were asking, which is one of the things I thought was, what does your family call you? What does your wife call you? Listen, he is known everywhere as Craig O'Neill. And
that
so that's got to be weird for his wife to get.
I just want to throw it out there. I just strained patting myself on the back for that.
I just think those things are.
I can only answer your question based upon my own feelings, and I was disappointed to learn that.
I know, but you know what? They're right. It's going to be in the book. It's going to be in the book. It's going to come out. Yeah,
he tells that when he's speaking. He tells that story. We had him at Rotary a few months ago, and he told the story during his talk then. So
yeah.
He's not right. He's not hiding it anymore.
But now every time I hear Randy, I think of what you said with for the sling blade.
We ain't got no damn band, Randy.
And Justin said they said the country, and that's exactly what the guy.
Well, it is. Craig. So if a Tom T. Hall can sing about Clayton Delaney, then Justin Moore can sing about that fella named Randy Hankins. Here's a message from someone. I was listening about DJ and listening to the Zone yesterday. I was listening, and the premise was. With what we know about the football team, if somebody told you that it was going to be
still
a 6-6 season, would you take it? And DJ said yes after getting some clarification that he would take it because he does not think the Hogs will win 6 games.
Ooh.
So if you don't take it, it's because you think the Hogs will win more than 6 games. They've been looked at the schedule, and they're really only like 3 games right now that the Hogs are favored to win. So would you be happy with those 6?
Yeah,
DJ didn't think you're going to win 6 games next year.
But it was this is from my roving reporter from Cartier, Meredith.
Yeah,
Scott Hale.
Yeah, we got to win more than 6.
Schedule's tough. That's not an easy schedule.
Oh, there's no question it's going to be. But I'm just saying, if we only win 6 games,
but that's the story every year.
Yeah.
I mean, when was the last time we ever said, "Oh, it's a cakewalk of a schedule this year"?
You lose Alabama, you get Texas. Yeah, you lose out.
Yeah, well, I mean, here's the thing though, is that like one of your non-con games is in Stillwater, so I mean, you have Stillwater, you add Tennessee, and you add Texas has not been this good in years.
It's a tough schedule.
We don't win 8 games. From my perspective, I always look back to, and I don't think it's happened since, but I still bank on it every year. I still look back at that 98 year where nobody expected us to win anything. And we come out and dang near get to the, final
the championship,
two, three, four people, or teams, rather. And so, I don't know. I still am hopeful each year that...
Hey, I like your optimism.
We're going to surprise everybody. including myself.
I remember last year, Justin made...
You still hold that hope, you know.
I remember Justin, I could go back and find Justin, goes, I don't know why you guys aren't feeling more optimistic about this team. What, am I missing something or something? I remember we were at Fletcher and you said that. I thought, well, listen, I hope you're right. And it did turn out not to be the case.
They're going
to
be favored in three games next year. The for sure. The UAPB, UAB, and Louisiana Tech are the three games I can. No, stop. I'm being serious. I'm being serious. What other game in the schedule can you look at and tell me they'll be a favorite in?
We're homers. Mississippi State.
Maybe on the road against on the road in Starkville.
Maybe. I don't think Mississippi State's very good. Yeah. That may be it.
On the road.
We count both the Mississippi schools as
well. I know, and they beat us.
They beat us every year.
Michael Marion right now is driving into work going, whatever.
Yeah, Michael.
They beat us every year, but over the last 5, 6, 7 years, though. Let's be honest. Yes. They were the doormats of the SEC.
True.
I mean, they were.
Listen, I just want to beat Missouri. I just want to beat Missouri, please.
Good
Can
luck.
Can we beat Missouri? Good.
This year in Columbia? I don't know, man.
Like that guy in Taken.
Good job.
You could have just asked Craig what his relationship with water was instead of making that guy in life alive. Can't believe you called out Randy Craig. Next, you'll out me. Signed, Steve Jumper.
What are you saying, Justin?
No, I was going to say Missouri's a good example of what I was just talking about you didn't know what you had.
Yep.
They weren't expected to do what they did last year because... Wasn't Drinkwitz, I mean, he was kind of
six and seven, back-to-back seasons.
Right. And so, I mean, you never know.
It's true.
I mean, you never know.
Speaking of upsets, RJ, I'm glad you're here today.
Oh, don't bring it up.
Yesterday was one of the more epic days in the history of the Buzz, as not only did Journey knock off George Strait,
which is stupid,
to get to the finals,
which is stupid.
A lot of people have gotten out of there and said, wait a minute.
First off, what has happened to this show since I've gone?
We've been on an island. We've been on Prince Island.
Since I've left this show, you guys have ups. Well, let's see here. Journey has upset George. There was some other clown that upset George. And he was undefeated the 14 years that I was here. And you guys have turned...
Chink in the armor. Here's somebody that says, RJ Hawk leaves, and no more election problems or George Strait issues.
I think you guys have gotten soft. I think both of you. I blame you, and I blame you.
You're the one that turned down a speaking engagement, and I'm the soft one.
No, I didn't turn it down. Clearly, you can still see that I'm recovering from that. But by the way, I heard you did a great job.
Well, I don't believe that, that you heard that. Oh, nice cough. Nice cough. What, John?
It was an epic day. We didn't see it coming. We didn't see it coming.
No, you guys
really saw it coming.
It gave UAPB
hope up until the sixth inning.
The funny thing was Justin. That was Justin just couldn't believe. People spoke.
The people spoke about it. Absolutely.
I know how this probably went down. Baz like,
no.
Where's all
no.
the Journey
no.
listeners?
No, I didn't.
Josh is not going to let us
call in right now.
Josh won't let us do things like that without calling us out. So that's the one thing you got to give to the kid.
Hey, I want to ask you guys real quick. We are here now, Cole Community Federal Credit Union. You'll get the NFL draft coming up Thursday night. So, Steve, I'm going to ask you first. Can you tell me if I gave you the name of Zach Taylor? What team does he coach in the NFL?
Oh.
Any idea? RJ, do you know?
He used to be at Miami, didn't he? And I don't know where
Roger?
He's
the new Seattle coach?
Yeah. Nope. That's Roger, who's your coach?
He's at Philadelphia.
Zach Taylor's the coach at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Why don't you ask me, Baz?
Because I know you know them all. I'm not asking you. You know every one of them. I'm telling you, I'm going to go through some of these names, and it's just like... Shane Steichen. He was Shane Steichen, the coaches for RJ? Roger?
Yep.
Shane Steichen.
The Commanders.
Nope.
Jayville.
he coaches the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many names that this will be an easy one.
George Strait, greatest cover singer ever.
Antonio Pierce. Who's the coach?
Oakland.
Very good job there. Yeah, it's just sort of weird. There's so many new guys in the league that they're all under 45.
They all kind of look the same. They're all offensive coordinators.
Yeah, Justin, can you give me the name? I think Justin may get this, and the head coach of the Miami Dolphins.
He's a dude that looks nerdy and wears glasses.
Yeah, he's a nerd.
Right. I have no idea what his name is.
No, I think it's Mike McDaniel, right, Josh?
Correct.
Yes. New England Patriots. Who's the guy who replaced Bill Belichick? I know. Raj?
They replaced Belichick?
Former player.
Yes.
Steve Popkovich? Is that who that is? Steve Popkovich? I'm not sure. No.
Hunter Henry.
I think it's Landy Poppetuter.
Ridiculous.
Okay. Number one, Clyde.
Jared Mayo, by the way.
That was my next guest.
Jared Leto.
So I do want to thank Natural State Wholesale for sponsoring RJ. But we're going to be at their new place next week.
Grand opening. Don asked me to come out there for that.
Ribbon cutting? Yeah. Are you cutting the ribbon or is the mayor cutting the ribbon?
No, I'm not cutting the ribbon.
I can't wait to see the new warehouse.
But I like it. So back-to-back week. So I am a bank. I have a couple bank accounts here at Alcoa. Mm-hmm. And Steve has helped me out quite a bit.
Yeah, very nice.
Whenever we had to refinance my truck. And so we did that here.
HELOC!
No HELOC.
Nope.
It was just straight refinance. But, yeah, man, they have grown here. So then I'll be with you guys at Natural State.
Yeah, listen, I've got money in here that I put in that's my own money. And then I give them money back for money that they've given me to use for some other stuff. That's what I do business.
And they've got a guy here at Alcoa. By the name of Matt Jones.
He's out hunting. He's on his way. Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, Justin, I don't know if you knew this.
Go ahead.
You know, go ahead. Somebody's going to be what?
I was going to say, what? Somebody will be cutting the ribbon. RJ will be there cutting the cheese.
We're not on the air, are we?
Welcome to the show.
So, Justin, you're our music man. So we realized yesterday nobody can do like Roger does when he rolls his tongue. Like, give me an example of it. So we realized yesterday, Justin. I think we talked about it before you got on the air. We had a music birthday of a legend that actually does what Roger does with his tongue during his song. Would you have any idea who that is? Do you have any idea?
Can I give him a hint?
Give him a hint.
Mercy.
Dwight Yoakam?
No. No. No, I can't do it. Yeah, pretty woman. Pretty woman.
Roy Orbison.
Yeah, so if you listen, Justin, if you could find that, he does it. Mm. And so Roger and I look at each other yesterday, and I go, oh, my gosh, he was doing it before you, Roger.
Of course he was. I've heard that before.
Yeah. Who knew?
What song are we doing? Is it this song?
That's it.
Okay, yeah,
that's
so
you gotta let it play a little bit.
Let it play for about 30 seconds.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman, I don't believe you, you're not the truth. No one could look as good as you. Mercy.
Next one. It's coming up next.
It's coming up next.
Okay.
Pretty woman,
who knew?
Won't you pardon me, pretty woman? I couldn't help but see.
It's right here. Here it comes.
Come on.
Just like me.
Crank it up.
Wow.
Who knew?
Maybe in my subconscious.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, do we have a Josh? Is this right? We have a girlfriend of the guy at the office that talks like a cat.
Let's see if she's still there. Hello, is this the girlfriend of the woman who talks like, or the man who talks like a cat in the office?
Meow meow meow.
Meow 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 meow
Justin.
They sit on the
you, know, you know who I hope
to talk Scott. You calm down over there.
Hey, you know who I hope is listening more than anybody?
Justin Akery.
Justin Akery.
Oh. He is losing his mind right now. Right now.
Steve, is that a puff of smoke down 430?
Steve, no. This is what you get when you invite us to your place.
Yeah. Top notch.
Hey, Steve, you're welcome.
Tim, you might want to just give him a discount.
Cats and car loans. Oh, that's what you're getting.
Cats and car loans, baby.
So what time do you have to be there, RG? You want to stick around one more segment?
Yeah. Okay, no,
we're not going in until... Okay,
we got to find out about your basketball game.
No, we don't.
And why don't they give you bigger shirts to wear? I don't know what's going on there. I don't understand it. We got to talk about you and a guy by the name of Scotty Mack, Scott McClinton.
Yeah, he's really
happy. At the country club, yeah.
So what, we do, when we come back, let's give away a $50 gift certificate to Sauced Bar and Oven with a match game. How about
done.
That?
Done.
And a bag of one dice.
Yes.
And I'm also going to get you some of that fat-free peanut butter's on the way.
Wonderful. We are here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union here in Benton, thanks to Steve Brown and his great staff. It's a fun long time. We'll talk about that when we come back. It is 8:30 here in Morning Mayhem.
Brought to you by Floyd Seafood, Keel Avenue in Sherwood. It's crawfish season, and Floyd's has live Louisiana crawfish. Order by 1 p.m. Thursday for weekend boils. Floyd's, meatandseafood.com.
This is SportsCenter.
Three game twos last night in the NBA. First, it was Minnesota taking a 2-0 lead over the Phoenix Suns with a 105-93 home victory over Phoenix. Then it was Indiana evening up their series with Milwaukee, 125-108 the final score there in game two. Pascal Siakam, 37 points, 11 rebounds, and 6 assists for the Pacers. And finally, it was Dallas evening up their series with the LA Clippers, 96-93, 32 points, 9 assists, and 6 boards for Luka Doncic. Two games tonight. It's Miami and Boston in game number 2. And also, we've got Oklahoma City and New Orleans in game number 2. I'm Josh Neighbors for the Buzz Radio Network.
Weather from the Fletcher Weather Center. Buzz Weather with KARK's Juliana Cullen.
Sunny, warm, and breezy weather on the way for the remainder of your Tuesday. Temperatures topping out in the upper 70s, close to 80 with a breezy southwest wind anywhere from 10 to 20 miles an hour. This is meteorologist Juliana Cullen with the Arkansas Storm Team for the Buzz Radio Network.
Riverfront Steakhouse Special, dinner for two for $60. 10-ounce filet, fried shrimp, two sides, and our famous salad bar, only $60. Good Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night.
What's going on, everyone? DJ Williams here with The Buzz, and we got a big-time show for you lined up. Joe Klein, obviously, in studio, thanks to Corky's, and Hagen Smith, thanks to our friends to Stiefel Financial. We're going to talk about that matchup here in North Little Rock. Kevin Kelly, it's always fun when him and Joe are together. That's thanks to our friends at the Little Rock Athletic Club. And we got to talk the draft coming up. Michael Felder, everything you need to know, the ins and outs, and wrapping it up with Rock and Roll Sushi, Chris Alley. That all starts at 10 a.m., The Zone, where sports and entertainment come crashing together.
Roger Scott for Oakland Racing Casino Resort. Only 2 weekends left of live horse racing at Oakland. The excitement continues through May 5th, 2024. Round up your family and friends and head to Oakland for an unforgettable experience. Hotel rooms and reserved seating at the races available now at Oakland.com. And here's something extra to get your heart racing. Oakland Sports. Sign up now and earn up to $1,000 in bonus bets. It's easy. Create your own sports account, deposit, and make a bet. If your first bet loses, we've got you covered with a bonus bet of equal value up to $100. And it's all yours for the first 10 days starting from the day of your initial deposit. Depositing and withdrawing easier than ever with new funding options, including Apple Pay and Venmo, along with other convenient methods like debit and credit cards, PayPal, VIP ACH, and on-site cash. And mark your calendars for the headliner entertainment coming to the Oakland Event Center. From Terry Fader to Tracy Lawrence, book your stay and make your plans to visit Oakland in beautiful Hot Springs. Oakland, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Red tape. 1 in 3 businesses will get caught up in it, and they'll be penalized by the IRS for mismanaging their payroll. Because when you're handling payroll, HR compliance, and those constantly changing tax laws, that red tape can get sticky in a hurry. At The Payroll Company, we free you from that tangled mess and get you back to business. The Payroll Company. Less headaches, more than payroll. Visit morethanpayroll.com to learn more.
Congo Fireplace and Patio, Arkansas's premier casual outdoor furniture store, is having their huge spring sale. With Arkansas's largest selection of outdoor furniture, there's no better time to stop by and save on name brand dining groups, seating groups, chaises, gliders, bar and counter sets, with new collections arriving daily. Plus, Congo always has the best selection of grills and ceramic smokers in the state. The spring sale is going on now at Congo. Family owned and operated for over 100 years. Shop local and feel the difference. Congo Fireplace and Patio, I-30 Bend.
This is Miss Arkansas Corey Keller, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Bus.
There's gonna be a heartache tonight, a heartache tonight, I know.
All right, it's 8:32 here on this Wednesday hump day. Our man Justin Moore will be hitting the road for Washington State for the next few days out there. That's a long haul for JM. But it's been a good week. Justin, congratulations again on the $530,000 raised for St. Jude. You're welcome. Great job. Didn't have a chance to find out what JD raised yesterday for Boys and Girls Club of Darnell, but we will. RJ Hawken here.
Hey, by the way, I found out yesterday Justin is playing down in El Dorado later this summer, and I've been invited to come down, and the Speaker of the House, that's his area, and so I'll be coming down to, I guess it's you.
You gonna introduce him?
No, I don't get, you know, Justin didn't ask me to do that, so I'm just going to come down there and just watch. But I guess who's playing with you down there, Justin?
I know what this answer is going to be. I don't know.
No, it's an Arkansan. Joe Nichols. I think that's who it is.
Oh, yeah. I've seen some of those.
I think it is,
yeah.
Joe, actually. Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Got two things going on. Obviously, we're here at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union with Steve, and he'll continue to talk about all the deals they're doing, and it's that time of the year when they want to help you get on the river, get on the lake, whatever you name it, RV, boat, ATV.
Absolutely. Get outside. Enjoy the summer. Yeah, you know, take advantage of great rates for your boats, RVs, ATVs, anything you want to do outside, and, you know, even more, take advantage of our summer auto loan special.
We were just talking about a new ice machine purchase.
What's it going to be called this one?
Bringing, you know, we got Hornet Ice in Bryant.
Yes.
And looking to put Panther Ice in Benton.
You know, that's fine. We were speaking of Saline County.
What about Indian Ice in Poland?
You know what? If you can make sure that we get customers down in Poland, I will put you one in and then get you an Indian Ice.
Or
Tribe Ice. Can we call it
Tribe? I like Tribe Ice.
Can we call it Tribe Ice?
We could do that.
I like it.
Yeah, we could do that. Yeah, absolutely.
We were talking earlier, Justin and RJ, that about Saline County probably producing more baseball players in the last 15, 20 years than any other part of the state. I would say that, well, especially at the higher level too.
And, yeah. Well, and I mean, if you also look at football players that are playing major Division I football right now, I mean, Benton's got two guys at Arkansas, or three guys at Arkansas State. Bryant's got Austin Ledbetter with the Razorbacks. They've got, I think, three guys at UCA. You know, so football and baseball in Saline County have really stepped their game up here.
Ben's got Braylon Russell.
Braylon Russell at Arkansas.
This is a hotbed of athletic talent. And also, we need to go ahead and let's play a little match game, if you will, Josh. And let's see if we can give away some prizes.
It's time to play the match game, brought to you by Pickup Truck Accessory Warehouse, Arkansas's truck accessory headquarters for over 30 years. Call 501-568-0040 today or check online at arkansastruck.com. Now, let's see what wacky answers the guys can come up with.
All right, Josh, who was first, KP or Earl?
Got KP on line three. KP, you there?
KP, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. You're going to be playing for a $50 gift certificate to Sauce Bar and Oven, an excellent place. Outstanding. Ate there the other day. You see a lot of buzz people in there.
Tons of buzz people.
During work days.
Like right now.
Work hours.
Yeah, right now, yeah.
Let us throw out a question and then get our answers, and then we'll ask you your answer, if you will. Okay? KP?
All right.
Let's go up, because, Steve, you were talking about this time of year being a fun time to be able to get alone for outside enjoyment. We're going to do a summer blank. Summer blank. Think about it. Think about it. Don't blurt. RJ, I can see he's pondering. Steve, you got one in your mind? All right, RJ.
Let's roll.
Justin, you good?
Yep.
All right, here we go. I know Roger is. KP, what do you have?
Summer breeze.
Summer breeze makes me feel fine.
Going
through the backwards of my mind.
All right, we will start with Justin Moore. Justin, what you got?
Break. Summer break.
Summer break.
Summer break. Summer break.
All right, Steve, what do you have?
Summertime.
Summertime.
Summertime. Summertime. Summertime.
RJ, what did you have?
Summer vacation.
Summer vacation.
All right, Raj, what did you have?
I also went song and went summer nights.
Summer nights. Josh, what did you have?
Summer Olympics.
Summer Olympics, which are coming up. I'm going to be honest.
Yeah, do you have one? We have another one that was sent in to us. Summerwood.
Summerwood.
Summerwood. Oh, very nice. Yeah, Summerwood.
It's one where Roger and I should have gotten.
Yes.
I have to be honest here in my pick.
Well, you know what?
I wish I would have picked
Summer. Do you lie another time?
No. I wish I would have picked Summer Breeze, because that's a great song.
It's a great song.
Is that America?
Seals and Crofts.
Look at you. You better back off over there.
No.
You have been on pop culture answers all day today.
It's all over it.
Look at that.
He's all over it.
With Summer Fun.
Summer Fun.
Summer Fun.
Summer
I am sorry, KP. We let you down.
Yeah,
on that
you're
one.
Very sorry, KP.
Yeah,
let's
I'm
go to
sorry,
the next
KP.
Line. Let's go to the next line. While we're going to the next line, and see, I just want people to know we play fair here. Come and we need to get Steve on. Maybe we can get him once a week to do pop culture.
I know. Who do we have, Josh?
Earl, I believe, is there on line number four. Earl, you there?
Earl?
Yep.
Earl?
Huh?
Hammond.
Uh-oh.
Okay, put the pipe down.
He sounds like... Do y'all know the opening scene of Top Gun when Tom Cruise is in the plane and they call up to him and they're like... He's like, bring it down, Maverick. And he's like, That was Earl.
That's what he's
like,
doing. Yeah, okay. Let's do we need to go
Earl
to another?
We know Earl.
Way no bigger.
Earl's a long-time listener. All right, here we go, Earl.
Thank
this
you.
Is for that $50 gift certificate to Sauce
Good
Bar
luck.
Oven.
Good luck.
Here we go. Fun blank.
Fun blank.
Fun blank.
Think right off the bat, don't go. I know what RJ's thinking.
I know what I'm going.
I know what RJ's thinking. RJ's answer is Yuns.
Fun Yuns. Steve, you got yours? Don't blurt. RJ, you got yours? Justin?
Yep.
Josh, you got yours?
I'm good.
Yep.
All right, Earl, what's your answer?
Fun time.
I wish I'd have gotten that. I had one thing on my mind.
Steve, yeah. what do you got?
Fun times.
Fun times!
Oh!
Wow,
you're a winner.
Roger, what did you have?
I went fun bags.
Oh, this is you all.
I went fun bags.
Fun bags. Justin, what'd you do?
I want to know what a fun bag is.
I'll show you.
Justin, what'd you have?
Your best laptop.
My wife calls me this often, a fun sponge.
A fun sponge.
Fun sponge.
Wow. Okay. Wow. I like that nickname.
Wow, fun sponge.
Wow, fun sponge.
I'm writing that down.
I write it down.
Which fun means sponge. That I soak up all the fun, and so nobody else.
Oh, that's not the way I was thinking for some reason. Wow.
Josh, did you have an answer?
Yes, I had the iconic pink album, Funhouse.
Funhouse. Well, Earl, congratulations.
Yeah, way to go, Earl.
He's a long-time listener. We appreciate them. We appreciate Sauce for their fishing.
Sure do. Yeah. Hang on, Earl, and let Josh get all your information and tell you how you can come by the radio station and pick up that $50 gift card. That's $50 take-home. Uncle Sugar gets none of it.
Oh, my gosh. Kate says, have y'all never heard of that? Did you already read that exactly?
I did not.
He soaks up all the fun and everyone has an awful time. Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Why do we love her so?
Kate doesn't hold back any punches.
No, she doesn't. She doesn't hold out manas, turquoise.
Turquoise is my favorite. Did you hear that one?
She
said turquoise? It's a turquoise.
That's right.
That's a Cajun. That's
Turquoise.
Yes,
turquoise.
Well,
that's just ridiculous.
And what hose pipe? What was it?
No. Hose pipe.
Is it what was it?
Hose pipe. That's exactly.
What's a hose pipe?
You know what a hose pipe is?
Garden hose. I was listening.
Yeah,
very good.
Yes.
Hose pipe. That's what they.
RJ, before we let you go, what is on the? You've got your state rep pin on.
Yeah.
Of course, you're representing Natural State Wholesale in this segment.
Yes. Yeah, I need to get my Natural State Wholesale pin.
But you will be representing the state, the people here.
Shannon Hills of Benton.
What's on the agenda today? Anything exciting?
We're just doing budget bills today.
Budget
because
bills.
We are in a fiscal session.
Fiscal.
Right?
Fiscal.
Starting Monday, we dive into crypto. And,
Uh-oh. All right. Yeah. Is the Chinese consulate going to be here?
Nope. They will not. But, you know, so the crypto bill that we talked about last week, it passed the Senate chambers, and so it's coming to the House, and we
so what's the bill? To squash it?
No. So, like we talked about, to eliminate the noise that has been talked about so much, energy consumption, and then local control, and then also foreign entities not being, you know, adversaries.
Foreign ownership.
Yeah. Well, it's really just adversaries. To
we
the
should
United
not
States.
Have anybody that's an adversary on one inch
and
of
so
land.
So basically,
in this country.
Eliminating that.
Do we have any businesses? Does the governor? Didn't she talk about that? Any land in Arkansas owned by the communist China?
Ag land.
Agriculture
land is no longer owned by any adversaries of the United States.
Speaking of adversary, the rim was your adversary the other night.
Boy,
it was. Basketball.
Talk to us, RJ. You passed up open shots.
Justin, I sent you the video. RJ's first three shots. Yeah, the first three shots didn't even hit the rim.
It hit
the side of the backboard.
No, it hit the rim.
The two of them.
It hit the rim.
To the point, Justin, he didn't take it.
To his credit, I saw every one of them hit the rim.
Thank you. No, go back and look.
In.
No, they did.
But they hit,
the rim. Something.
The one that went to the left got blocked.
But they had a long way to go.
JM, I was on fire.
Why were you shooting threes?
Well, because I couldn't get inside. In the pregame, boy, I was knocking them down. Boy, Tyler Dees and I, we were warming up together. I was knocking them down. Man, we jumped ball and it was game over. I couldn't hit it.
I tried to slip those screens.
I tried.
I'm with you.
I saw you tap out. And you're like,
I tapped out twice. I said, hey, Justin, when I bricked the third one, I said, you know
I'm out.
Keith Brooks, come here. You know, so
that did raise $25,000.
We raised $25,000, and that's what it's. You know, it's not there to say that we're excellent athletes. It's there just to raise the money for the Child Advocacy Centers of Arkansas and Big Brothers Big Sisters. So it was fun time.
And listen, and Bill Vickery was amazing on the
mic. He's hilarious.
He is so darn.
By the way, thanks for showing up for that. I appreciate you. I didn't see Roger there, but I appreciate you showing up.
Busy,
for that.
Yeah.
Well, my wife had prepared us a dinner at the house, and I wanted to enjoy having that dinner with her. I apologize for not coming, but I hope you understand. And I supported you via video.
Yeah, first off, Roger pulled me out of a big jam because I woke up Saturday morning with no voice and a swollen throat.
Bucks do because they want to do, RJ.
And
Bucks do.
You knocked it out of the park.
Stop it. Was that Saturday?
That was Sunday.
I tell you, we've had something. Let's see, Sunday night was Justin's deal and the FCA. Monday night was your deal.
Yeah.
Tuesday night was last night was Roger was trivia. Tonight, Darren McFadden and Wolf Street. Wolf Street's doing. Darren McFadden is doing being nice enough to do two nights in a row for Wolf Street,
wow,
which
that's awesome.
Stunning. Roger. A little summer breeze. You did this, didn't you, Steve?
Oh, here we go. Come on, let's get a little bit of
it. There's a movie this is too as well. I think it's with Will Ferrell, like a funny play off this song. Well, RJ, thank you for being here.
Thanks, Hawkey.
Go do the people's work.
Yeah, we've only got about a week left of session, so.
Which is good.
Yeah, we're ready to get out of there.
And thank your sponsor for today.
Yeah, Natural State Wholesale. If you're looking for flooring, whether it be laminate, tile, real hardwoods, call Don and the guys over at Natural State Wholesale and Cabot, or go online. The best way to go is go online. You can see exactly how much product they've got in the store. You can see all the samples online. You can buy online. I promise you, whatever you buy from Natural State, you're going to save thousands. Not hundreds, thousands of dollars from going to the big box store. So it's Natural State Wholesale and Cabot.
All right, RJ. Thanks, buddy. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Hockey.
Right.
Skippy's outside. I'm going to go pick up some peanut butter.
Steve, you didn't know this was going to be a drop-off.
It's a drop-off zone.
We have one more guest coming up today, Hannah Gammel and the Red Hot Razorback softball team. They will go down to Baton Rouge with a real tough LSU team ranked number 7th in the nation. We'll talk to her coming up here at the Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union.
So I walk on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Hey, it's David Basil for my good friends at Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville. Luxury Pool & Spa currently has fantastic rebates on Pool Life and Bakwasil pool chemicals. And the great thing, you can always bring in a pool or spa water sample, and the chemically trained professionals at Luxury Pool & Spa will ensure that your chemicals are at the correct levels. They also carry Serona Spa chemicals and frog systems, the exact same kind I use in my new spa. And yes, I'm glad Luxury Pool & Spa tested my water. Needless to say, I was using a little too much chlorine, but now that has been corrected. Luxury Pool & Spa carries Pentair pool equipment, newly added patio furniture by Fisco, PK grills, and plenty of pool toys. They're family-owned since 1976. Owners and operators Shane, Jeremy, and Andrea Lawson take great pride in their craftsmanship and the quality pools they produce. They even built Head Hog Sam Pittman's pool in Hot Springs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday getaway with Luxury Pool & Spa. Check them out online at LuxuryPoolArkansas.com. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool & Spa in Conway and Russellville.
This is Pat Bradley for Henard Foothills Equipment in Searcy, one of Arkansas's leaders in hay equipment. They handle a full line of Kubota tractors and hay tools, as well as Vermeer hay products. Henard Foothills Equipment in Searcy, your hometown Kubota dealer, no matter where you live.
Hey, Buzz listeners, have you heard the news? Natural State Wholesale has just expanded and doubled in size, making it the ultimate warehouse wonderland. You will walk through the warehouse and be amazed by the unbeatable prices around every turn. At the warehouse, you will find wholesale pricing on everything. Come on down and meet the flooring king, Don Grisham, and see for yourself what everyone is talking about. Visit the warehouse today, 2011 North 2nd Street in Cabot off exit 61, or visit them online at naturalstatewholesale.com.
There are no ordinary days in Arkansas. Hike to inspiring summits, bike on world-class trails, or fish in sparkling waters. Or see some of the world's top art collections and explore historic sites dedicated to everything from civil rights to rock and roll. After that, eat some award-winning barbecue and sip a local craft beer. So go on, get out there, and explore what the natural state has to offer. Find out more at arkansas.com.
QC Kinetics announces the arrival of National Medical Director Dr. Mitchell Scheinkup, an acclaimed orthopedic surgeon with two decades of experience and extensive research in regenerative medicine.
I was one of the first orthopedic surgeons to do it, and at the same time, I integrated clinical research that's resulted in several publications that are really directing the future of regenerative medicine. I was drawn to QC Kinetics after I reviewed their protocols, and everything they were doing is consistent with my own approach.
Today, Dr. Scheinkup leads the entire team of medical professionals at QC Kinetics, taking this exciting medical breakthrough to a whole new level.
What we are doing at QC Kinetics is transforming lives.
Get lasting joint pain relief. Call QC Kinetics now for your free consultation.
This is the future of medicine.
Call QC Kinetics, 501-222-8440. That's 501-222-8440. 501-222-8440.
Roger Scott for Gravely Moores, working hard once again, making sure my lawn is lush, weed-free, and beautiful. And by working hard, I mean, of course, I'm watching Bradley Owens mow it for me. Bradley, tell the good folks hello.
Hey, everybody, how's it going?
Stop right there, Bradley. I don't want you to stop what you're doing. What he didn't tell you is that you can take your very own Gravely Moore home today at 0% interest over 48 months. That's right, 0% interest on both residential and commercial mowers. Now, Bradley, tell them where they can go to get their very own Gravely Moore.
Well, you go down.
That's enough, my friend. I'll finish it for you at MPE in Sheridan or Gravel Ridge Small Engine in Jacksonville.
Connor has cash. Once again, Connor has cash at the Pickles Gap Weapon Shack in Conway. Connor will buy your used weapon or he will buy your entire collection. Once again, Connor has cash and he wants to buy your used weapons at the Pickles Gap Weapon Shack, Highway 65 North in Conway.
Roger Scott here. Let me remind you about my friends at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. They have some of the most aggressive auto loan rates for Buzz listeners in Saline, Grant, Garland, Hot Spring, and Perry counties. Easy access to Alcoa's team of loan officers online, by phone or in person at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union's two locations in Benton and Sheridan, and apply online at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
This is Quinn Grovey, and you're listening to Morning Mayhem on 103.7 The Buzz.
The pitch by McClendon is hit towards right center field. They had Williams playing shallow, and it's over his head. Bounces all the way to the fence. Wilsmeyer scores the go-ahead run. McLaughlin rounding third on his way home from first base, and there's no throw. Vejeva Aloy into second with a stand-up go-ahead two-run double.
We know that guy.
He missed Vejeva Aloy with a two-run double coming back.
Great night for him. Five RBIs. He's having a heck of a year. Somebody made a point. It'd be nice for the Razorbacks to play a game in Hawaii because they have two players. You know, Sousa's the other kid from Hawaii, and apparently there's a former Razorback coach or player that's coaching in Hawaii.
Definitely broadcast from there. Cover it.
Brave. For sure. Breaking news. I've got several people that have sent it to me. Reggie Bush. Gets his Heisman Trophy back.
Good for him.
Yeah. I can't remember the... Was that the... It was NCAA, I guess.
NIL stuff.
Yeah. Basically, the stuff you get for free now.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at the time, you couldn't.
That's true.
Yeah.
You got to let everybody out. They went to jail for the third offense if marijuana was the issue.
I mean, think about that. They actually took away his Heisman Trophy.
It's had no impact with the on-the-field stuff, which is the hard part. It's like, what did that have to do with his performance?
Well, it wasn't that. It was that's how USC was able to get Reggie Bush and those guys. They were offering.
There's no doubt. There is no doubt that they did that, and that's probably how he also got Kim Kardashian.
I guess it was him and OJ, the only guys to ever lose their Heisman trophies,
to my knowledge. I don't know. Did the guy from LSU lose his?
Who's that?
Who was it? The dentist. Who's the?
Oh yeah, guy?
Did he lose his for any reason?
I can't believe
maybe not. He didn't go to prison.
For those of you that missed it, at some point we're going to have Josh play a little clip of Roger and Craig O'Neill doing an epic.
And
what?
The guy in the office that talks
up a cat. That's right. Yeah, so thank you for...
Don't ruin it for anybody. What an idiot.
Part of me wants to play that for Hannah Gammel when we come back.
We'd love for that to happen. So what do you think about that with Reggie?
I think it's fine. I think it's fine.
I think it's fine. I think it's good.
I mean, I don't think you really at that point accomplished. You mean you take his Heisman? I see one thing where you punish the school because that's what you did. That was the way the rules were set up. Which I don't like it because you're punishing kids who did nothing wrong for something that Reggie Bush did wrong. You know,
but
taking the trophy is sort of weird.
But look at USC. Look at all the trouble that they've been into with
they've never
people
made it back.
spending money paying off teachers.
They've not made it back to prominence.
Sarkisian, all of that going on. Love you guys, but can y'all please not drown out Hannah when she's clapping out? We never hear. But I thought the issue was
we're doing it right.
We're doing it right. Yeah, whoever you are, we appreciate you listening. You're not supposed to hear her, I don't think.
You know, I thought Matt Jones was taller, Raj. I thought he was. What's the scoop there? Hey, Matt, what's up?
How's it going?
Yeah, you're the Matt Jones, huh?
He's the Matt Jones.
The real Matt Jones.
How many times do you have to go, no?
He doesn't.
I still do, occasionally, yes.
Justin, what is Matt Jones? What was Matt Jones's number for the Razorbacks?
Was it 9?
Is that correct, Raj?
That is absolutely correct.
All right.
You struggled on that one?
I don't know. Listen,
no, I didn't know he would not know that right off.
Yeah, we've
dumbed him down. What the hell are we doing?
Matt, this is Matt Joseph.
Sing one of your songs right now.
I got it.
I know.
How long have you been here at Alcoa?
Been here since October.
So you just got there. How do you work this out where you can go turkey hunting in the morning and get here about 9 o'clock? How does that work?
Well, when you hunt close and you don't have to be at work till 8:30, you make it happen.
Pull that mic.
That's the way that went. That's pretty good.
Did you kill anything this morning?
I did not.
Did not. No. Justin, it looks like it's going to be set up. I'm going turkey hunting next week. The problem is it's going to have to be in the afternoon. Tight joke.
What were you hunting?
Turkey.
Are you?
Oh. I thought you said where. Yeah, what?
I did say what.
What? Yeah.
So the turkey.
Yeah.
So you say it's going to be pretty tough to kill one in the afternoon.
Unless you know where they're at.
Justin, they're pretty sensitive to noise and sight. So I've got my work cut out for you. Have you ever killed a turkey, Justin? I don't remember if you've said you have or not.
I have, yeah.
It's been a while. He's actually nothing,
no
nothing,
big deal.
Nothing to it.
He doesn't seem too excited about it.
Yeah, what you find more exciting? It's been a while, banking?
Though.
Banking? Yeah, banking or turkey hunting?
Right now, turkey hunting.
Okay. That's okay. That's all right. Listen, it's I'm anxious to do it. I've never done it. And so, listen, everything I've done in the last year or two, like Summer of Adventure, fish, and then we did the deer.
Summer of Adventure, is that coming up again?
Yeah, we got many more things. Again, one of the things we came out of here, Justin, I think you remember, we met the young lady who was a skydiver, and little did we know, within a year, we were in a plane with her at 10,000 feet.
Yes.
Jumping out, yeah. Yes. Justin, have you ever skydived before? I can't remember.
Hell no.
No.
Okay.
No.
Would you like
Nor
to
will
with
I
us?
Ever.
Would
no.
You?
No.
Come on, that Justin. Listen.
Nope, come on, Fun Sponge.
Nope, not happening.
Fun Sponge, come on. Listen, we're all three going to go get a break and infinity tattoo up in three places, so whenever we touch our forearms, we'll all be one. That's the goal this summer.
Yeah, you're the Matt Jones of mortgage, right?
I am.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
That's what it is. You've heard of the miracle on Markham.
Yes.
This is a miracle on mortgages with Matt Jones.
Yeah, that's, I will say this about Matt Jones. Have you ever met him in person?
I have not.
He is one tall sucker. He is a tall drink of water, man, and a good guy.
He's
right.
Yeah. Love Matt Jones.
And your beard is not quite as long as his is.
No, I could grow it that long. I don't think Steve would like that, though.
No. Listen, as long as you're doing your work, that's all that matters, right?
Yeah,
listen.
Matt, the interest rate is what it is out there right now. Why would people want to come see you?
Well, you know, John Calipari is... everybody's freaking out about him getting recruits right now.
Yep.
You just got to let it happen. I kind of feel like I'm the John Calipari right now. I feel like everybody's freaking out about rates.
Right.
And this, come see me, and we'll get you all fixed up and ready to go. When it happens, we can get it.
Because it's going to happen.
It's going to happen.
You just got to get pre-approved, do all that stuff. Is that what you're talking about?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
And you can do that online, or you can call us, and I can send it to you over email. So it's
make
really,
it painless?
It's a really easy process.
Painless?
Yes, sir.
Well, great to have you on board. Next up, Hannah Gamble in the Razorback softball. It's 9 o'clock here in Benton at Alcoa. Thanks to Steve Brown for having us out here.
It's a miracle on military.
Very nice.
Okay. Stop me, I'm having a good time. Stop, yes, I'm having a good time. I don't want to stop at all. I'm a rocket ship. Roger Scott for Family Markets. Are you tired of the same old grocery store experience? Then it's time to switch things up and shop at the neighborhood Family Markets in Pangburn, Malvern, and Shannon Hills. Our stores offer a unique shopping experience where we know our customers by name and offer a wide selection of fresh, locally sourced meats and produce. And you can even grab you a hot cup of community coffee while you're there. On selected items, you can mix and